Okay, so we're in transition school, and this is the all-school open house. So each class, like, arranges their work of the whole year in different, like, areas, showing, yeah, the works of the year, and then the parents come, and other people, friends, and people from Marvel who are interested to see, they can come and just look around, and especially also, like, a few people, maybe they want to come next year or introduce their kids to the school. So it helps to see, like, what it's about. And, yeah. And, I mean, like, if there's a play or something that you can do, a presentation like we have there, I can show you after.
Can you give me your name or something?
Dylan.
Dylan.
I'm in first grade and our class name is Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins.
We went to the video room and we saw pictures of... And we saw pictures of kids and we saw teachers teaching them.
So the main project of my class was on India. So each student, like, had a pair or a little group, and they chose a subject for their project. And for example, me and a friend, we did a project on the Gupta period of India. And then we did a play on A Christmas Carol. So we just made a little exhibition. We divided the work into two things. So there was just the culture, which was religion, education, math, medicine, literature, and then we also did the main leaders, and we made a map to, like, show you where they were, no?
A map of India.
Yeah, and to show where the Gupta were. And then we did on one of their famous literatures, the Kama Sutra. And this is just, like, a general thing, a general description of their reign. Then there's religion, which was just, like, a little explanation on each religion, no? And how Hindu includes gods and parts of religion from all the different ones. And how some, like, go over, like, that they're related to others, no? Just not as known, like Christianity to Judaism.
My name is Arun Kumar.
My name is Arsan.
We are in fourth grade.
Bruels.
The class name is Bruels. Today we present whatever the work we did for this year. We showed to our parents and they saw they're starting to go.
Yeah, we are having a sleepover, a potluck, dinner, and a movie watch movie.
And we eat breakfast. Then we go home at 7:30 or 8.
Third grade. Phoenix Firebird.
Phoenix Firebird.
We present the multiplication.
Multiples.
Yeah.
And my name is Madan.
My name is Akash.
My name is Raghu.
I'm coming from Bart Nivas.
I'm coming from Celebration.
I'm coming from New Creation.
So things about ATB.
Photos, they took us photos.
ATB means, like, how to say,
it's like awareness through, like, the body.
Yeah. It's like yogas. So we go and do
Monday,
games.
Monday, at morning we will go there and we will concentrate.
It goes like high and low, it's finished.
Also, we have Tuesday and Thursday ATB. It starts at 11:45, it ends with 12:30.
Yeah, we go to Lump Street.
I made this bag.
We have inside this, we made this book for holiday. We can do, like, they will give next week. This is for putting hot pots, like that. And this we made this for cooking, and this is the things, drawings, these things we made.
And these bags were all white. We made it colorful. We painted it. And we have things that we made the full year.
Yeah, we made the
in those bags.
We all made those hangings
and things that are not. Some things that are going to stay
Wednesday, here. After we eat snack, we come here. After 12:30, it's finished. Every Wednesday, and after we go to home. Half day.
Only third grade have half day at half Wednesday day. And Friday. Friday has whole school.
Has
half day.
Today, whole school, after eating lunch, they will go home.
They all go home.
The whole Chennai area used to be a wetland until it got used as a dump yard, and then they built on it, so all the wildlife got exterminated. And then slowly, and then the government realized that, so they called Joss, and he has his team, and he's working on making it back and bring the original wildlife back. But he really doesn't want to bring anything that wasn't there before, no? So it's the original thing. And what's interesting is that we were there 3 years back when it was just starting, no? And there was nothing. It was overrun by plants and whatnot. And it was full of garbage. The river was completely poisonous. But now it's you go and you can see the pictures, no? It's actually a nice area. It's there's lots of indigenous trees. And what's nice is that they have kind of sculptures of the different animals that were there. And we didn't see any of the snakes or anything, but we saw birds on the island. And they're nesting in the trees that came after, no? The trees that weren't supposed to be there. So he cut most of it down, but he's leaving those so that the birds and the butterflies that have adapted to live in them, so that they still have a place, no? But when the animals and they move into the new trees, the trees that are supposed to be there, the indigenous ones, then it'll remove the rest. And now the outside is quite nice, but it's only 58 acres of 360. So he has a lot of work to do still. And the water is, the surrounding area, the plants are all growing and everything, but the water is still quite poisonous. I mean, there are fish and some animals in it. But he gave an example of boats, no? You have to use metal boats, or they just get completely eaten up by the poisonous. So, yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, no problem.